All right, we've been doing Hilchot Nefilat Apayim, so I've been talking about the different Peturim, the different exemptions, when and where you don't say Nefilat Apayim. So the one I was talking about most recently, I think, was about the Chasen. If you have a groom, so the Mechaber says that Nagush L'Lipol Peneim, Lo B'Veda Chatan, he says, and then Lo B'Veda Knesset Sheisham Chatan. In other words, if the Beda Chatan, you're in the house of the chassan, if he has his own minion there, so you don't say tafron there. Or if the chassan comes to shul, you don't say it then either. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says, Hainu nisha shenichnas l'chuppah. So the Mishnah Berurah says the p'tur is only when the person is already married. In other words, he goes under the chuppah, then that's when the p'tur begins. He says, but beforehand we would say tachanan. Beforehand, in other words, he's only a chasen when he goes under the chuppah. Before he goes under the chuppah, he's not a chasen. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the p'tur is only after the wedding. He says v'yesh mekilim af b'shachrit, but some are mekil even on shachris, on the day of the chuppah, on the day of the chuppah. So the first yisod is he quotes here in the Piskei Tshuvas. He says, first he says, Unafilat Apayim Shom Lahakel. He says that we follow lenient opinion when it comes to Unafilat Apayim. That's the way most shuls do it, but it's brought down here that Orcho Rabbeinu are the Nahagos of the Chazon Ish. So it brought down the Chazon Ish, Hora Shechatari Ochato Omer Tach Unafilat Apayim at Knisto Lechopa. The Chazon Ish held the more stringent fashion that a Chasen on the day of his Chuppah, everybody says Tachanan until he goes under the Chuppah. And Rav Lerner, the pasuk is like the Rav. The Rav also held that way. So that's the way we do it here in the shul. So even if we have a chasen here in the shul, and everybody says, chasen, you say tachanan. Anyway, so, but we do say tachanan up until he goes to the chuppah. Okay, that's the first yisod. Okay, then he does say that at the mincha, though, even according to tzadim, even according to the tzad, that I do say tachanun, before the chuppah, but at the mincha, right before the chuppah, where we're about to do the celebration, so there's more grounds to be makil, and so he says, ein lamor tachanun. He says, that's from Yabia Omer, he's machriya that way, so the Yabia Omer says it's chakras to say it, but at mincha, if you're right near the chasen, not to say it. And then he says, "Bedak he said, 'Rabbi Yidu, should not give the mora chachav a kala for each filat shmona esrei v'mincha, should not any suul l'chol yamichol lamar.'" So even if I'm in a place, let's say the chasen is at the minyan and the minyan is not saying tachanun, but that's not an impediment for the chasen to say seder vidui on mincha before he gets married. Every chasen says a seder vidui, like on Yom Kippur, you have a shamnu and the al chayit. So that he could certainly do. But after chuppah meodiyom palim samach lechuppah. Even if the chuppah is only going to be on Rosh Chodesh and they're mitzvah, then nobody says tachanun, but still, I, if I'm the chasen, I still say my whole seder vidui. Alright, now, then he mentions the so he said if you're at the mincha, there's more reason not to do it. All right, and he says, and there's more reason, and if the mincha is in the banquet hall, certainly that's another reason not to say tachanun. All right, now, the Mishnah Berurah has another halacha, which he brings down in Sif Khan Chavav. He says, now the Ramah brings down that he says, V'lo mikri chatan al b'yom shenichnas l'chuppah. The Ramah says he's only called a chasen on the day that he enters the chuppah. So according to the Ramah, he only gets the special status of a chasen for one day. According to the Ramah, in other words, he's only would block off tachanun for that first day, according to the Shita of Ramah. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Uvizmaneinu noagim sheinoflim kol shivat yimei mishta." Today, the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is not to do tachanun for the whole Shivas Yimei Mishta, all 7 days. V'afilu yom shvii hu yom shmini shel achuppah, impalim kodem shei achuppah. He's got details here. And then he says, V'lachein tov li zaher shlo yikenes achatel beit hakneset kol shivat yimei mishta, shenain lomar tachanun bavuro. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it would be better for the chasen not to come to shul all the 7 days and block off people from saying tachanun. Here in Great Neck, we have the opposite attitude. He's an hard man. Everybody wants to get the tachanun free davening. But that's the way the Mishnah Berurah says it. So there's much to say about this. We'll do a little bit tonight, and then what we don't finish, we'll finish maybe tomorrow. Now, he brings down here the idea is, so it's based on the Taz. The Taz says that a chassan shouldn't come to shul during the Shabbos Yemei Mishta. So he brings down, and this is from the Sefer Tefillah Kilchata by Rav Fuchs. He says, El yipalel beito b'minin mitzumtam. So what the chassan should do is daven with a minyan in his house. He says, Ulechora mikan heter lechatan mi lepalel b'tzibur shakrit mincha. So from here it sounds like the chassan has like a week, like free of davening with a minyan. He says, if he can't get a minyan together in his house. And he says, v'udin bal brit, ulufiza mol kavua lo yipla rov yom avin ha-knesset. According to that logic, let's say a person's a professional moel, and every day he's busy doing a bris milah. So that same line of logic would say that he shouldn't daven in shul, so he shouldn't block everybody from saying tachanun. Achein katavli agon Rav Shlomo Zalman or Bach Shlita, but he writes that Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote to him, she hamishnah berurah b'din zedafkalin chatan zitachein dechatan klil tvei. So he says that this halacha about staying home, the Mishnah Berurah only writes by a chassan, because a chassan is klil tvei. He needs more leniencies with him. Came the yeshurim shu patur legamrei kol shiva mitvila. There are some rishonim who want to say that a chassan doesn't have to daven for a week. Some people continue that on. They're mocking me the whole year that way. Anyway, somebody showed him. Want to say that a chassan doesn't daven for the week. It's based on the sugi of osek b'mitzvah patur and mitzvah, that he's so busy with his simcha, so he's exempt from davening. That's what some rishonim say. Not that we paskin that way, but gam doan lemelech. In addition to which, a chassan is similar to a king. A king doesn't go out all the other place. He stays where he is. So it means, even though we don't paskin that way, in other words, we say that a chassan has to daven, but to be mechayev him to do tefillah b'tzibur, that we could lessen up on it. That's what he wants to say. He says, but then he says, v'ikar din nahagush gam tzibur shalem holech lepaleil b'veda abel v'nimayim lomar takanan. Look, the metzias is, people go to a shiva, even though everybody's going to be patur from takanan. In other words, even if there's more than 10 people in the shiva home, right? So we'll have 20 or 30 or 40 people go to the shiva home, and nobody's saying, well, we're blocked off from saying takanan, we're going. He says, v'afilu im kvar yesh l'av alminin v'itachein v'uadin l'chatan she'enu tzarich b'yom chutu limanein l'lech l'beda knesset. They want to say that the chassan really doesn't have to hold back from going to shul. The v'yom zeh kulam smechimu, everybody's happy with him. He says, that's what he wants to say. Now, he quotes a little bit more here in the Piskei Tshuvas, and he says also, like, first he has some ideas, like, why can't the chassan come? Why can't he leave for tachanun? And there's a question whether that would create a patur or not. Let's say the chassan's in shul, and it maybe wouldn't be kabbadik to ask him to leave the shul. And then he says, we're not in no way like the Taz and Mishnah Berurah to say that somebody stays away from the minyan for a week. And the other Balei Simcha, we also tell him to come to shul. That tefila is very acceptable. We don't tell anybody to leave the minyan before tachanun. He wants to say that there's no midas hadin there, since we're patur from it. So in the end, the Piskei Tshuva wants to say it's a big mitzvah for him to go to the shul. Alright, so those are the different shitot. So there are shitot that say the chassan doesn't go to shul for that week, but the minhag today is, generally speaking, I heard there was one rav, I think, who said that he doesn't go to shul, but generally the way the brought down the Piskei Tshuva is that he does go to shul, and we're good with that. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts?
Ideally, should he walk out himself?
Well, say again, what?
That
No. So we said that first of all, it's not clear that even if he does walk out, that they're patur, because he davened with them already. So even if he walks out when they say takanon, it's not so clear that it even would exempt them from saying from or that would obligate them to say takanon that he walked out. But we don't tell him, we don't want him to go out. He could stay there. And according to him, it's like whole bracha that he's there. There's no midas adin. You know, gay gesunter hate, we say in Yiddish. I don't know how to say it in Farsi, but that means it's good. That's good. Okay? So that's all I got. Okay? Okay.